Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hammer time.
Good morning, homeowners. Again, you have Phil Cortese in studio with my brother Nick, and welcome to Hammer Time Radio. We are joined in studio today with Rick Pilarski from Frank's Basement Systems. If you have any home improvement questions whatsoever, any basement system questions, basement waterproofing system questions, basement questions, anything at all, actually, you can call us at 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls are welcome at star 930, or you can super text us at 30930. So good morning, Rick. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So we had some weather this week, and I'm sure your phone was ringing off the hook because I know ours was. We got more rain than we would have usually gotten Sunday into Monday this time of the year. And with the dry summer that we've had, did you see anything different than usual with regards to basement issues and stuff like that?
Well, the issue you have at the dry season is the water just can't absorb into the soil.
Yeah.
So it's going to move through a lot quicker, which is, in regards, going to get into the basement a lot quicker.
Yeah, yeah.
So typical customers that had cracks said, I've lived here 35 years and this crack has never leaked, all of a sudden decided to leak.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we got a call last week from a lady that was concerned that she wasn't getting any water in her sump crock. And I, you know, basically the only comment that I could have for her was that it's been so dry. Be grateful that it isn't. And, you know, she was worried that she was going to get hammered with this weather. So I am curious how she made out. She was worried that she had her weep holes clogged and that kind of stuff. You know, and that is a concern this time of the year, too, because I remember you had mentioned before in passing about that growth that grows in
iron ochre.
Yeah. I mean, how do you know what to look for with that?
It's usually pretty easy to see. Usually you take one peek in the crock and you'll notice it. It's big, you know, growth coming out of both of the drain tile. Usually the drain tile are coming out of both sides. So mm-hmm. You're going to have it coming out pretty substantially. And it's usually got an orangey color.
And it completely clogs up weep holes, everything.
Yeah, it can even clog your discharge line. So as the sump pump's trying to pump out, a typical discharge, inch and a half, could really be running at a half inch if you're lucky, because the inside is just so full.
And there's no way to combat that.
Yeah, we work on it. We have our service department go out there. It's kind of a maintenance thing, just like anything. I tell people, if you own a house, your body, your car, you have to maintenance it. If you forget about it, it's too late. Yeah.
I mean, is there a point where it does get to be too late with the situation?
Well, I think if it gets to that point, you probably knew it ahead of time, because you're going to have to start seeing the water problems in the basement coming in from different areas.
I see. Well, we have a call from Katie in Sardinia. Good morning, Katie. How are you today?
Oh, good morning. I'm well, thank you.
What can we do for you?
I rent this house.
Okay.
The cement basement. I guess it's cement or concrete, but it has ponding water. This water does leak around the walls, but this is not leakage from the wall.
Is there concrete basement, concrete floor?
Yeah, it's like seeping up from the wall. I mean, it's ponding. It's huge.
So it's coming up from the floor is what you're saying? It's not coming through the wall. You see it coming rising through the floor?
I think that's where it's coming from. It's the only place.
Do you know how old the house is?
Pardon me?
Do you know the age of the home, like what year it was constructed?
Probably built in the 50s.
Yeah, so in the 50s you could or couldn't have drain tile. You may or may not have it. Do you have a sump pump down there?
No, it does have a drainage.
Bye. Yeah, you're probably going to be in the future looking at drain tile and a sump pump. That would be the way to fix that problem.
And what's involved with that, Rick?
You know, you're going to have to come out there and evaluate first, mm-hmm. make sure, you know, we can't tell anything over the radio or over the phone, but we'd have to take a look at it. And if it is that issue, we'd have to come in with our company in typical basement 3 to 5 days, jack hope in the floor, put in new drain tile, sump pump.
Big job, huh?
No, he won't do that because I just rent this place, but I don't understand where all this water's coming from.
Well, that sounds about what it should be. I mean, if that's the case, then
groundwater seepage. Yeah, when it rains and the water rises everywhere, there is a what's called a false water table around your house, and that's usually where it's going to come in.
So does it come in through the concrete?
Yeah, usually where the floor meets the wall, and then it just starts seeping in. Hydrostatic pressure is going to bring that, push it in.
It's in the middle of the floor.
Well, that might be the low spot.
Yeah,
Where it's collecting.
That's just an area where it's going to produce first.
It's not coming in from the edges. Know that.
Huh.
Yeah, that's not uncommon either. Sounds to me like a drain tile issue, but again, without looking at it, it's kind of...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'd have to get our eyes on it. But I don't know, it'd be something to talk to your landlord about. I mean, especially if stuff down there, I don't want to see anything get damaged.
Well, I have, and all they've done is put in a...
Humidifier. Oh, yeah.
Which collects a gallon of water.
And then it shuts off.
7 hours.
Jeez. That's quick, right, Rick?
Yeah. Drain tile is going to be the fix there, unfortunately.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time and effort. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, Katie. Yep.
All right, well, Katie hangs up. That opens up a line for you. Phone number, again, 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at star 930, or you can super text us at 30930. So that's a common problem that we see in a lot of older homes. I know I had an older home, and I was surrounded by bedrock. I had no sump crock. And the concern there with putting proper drainage in was that there may be underground rivers that if you do put a sump crock in there, that you might expose more of a problem than anything.
Yeah, you see different things in different towns. You know, you have shale, we have a lot of clay, we have bedrock. This is all, you know, products of Western New York, and it just depends on where you live and what you're going to see coming in. I have a property in West Seneca where I literally have 3 sump pumps going.
Jeez.
It could be 90 degrees, midsummer, hasn't rained in a month, and the water's coming in like a fire hose.
Yeah.
And if that customer's listening, they know who they are. It just keeps coming. All you can do is manage it. You know, great waterproofer, I say, is a water diverter.
Yeah.
You know, control it. I don't want it in my basement. Let's keep it outside.
Keep it outside. I have the same situation. You know, across the street, they have, I think he said 2, and they run constantly.
Yeah.
I go in my basement, and I might get a trickle, and I'm 100 feet away. You know, it's just crazy how that works.
That exactly can work that way from literally house to the next.
Yeah, yeah. So before Katie called, we were talking about the iron okra, and there's no chemical treatment. There's no way to know, like, in your area if this is something you should be. Because my question, I guess what you're saying, you can see it. I look in my sump crock. You can't see down the line more than 2 feet. So it could be a problem down the line, right?
You'd see it at the – because don't forget the feeders is kind of like the falls. You know, the water's flowing into the pump. So at the end is where you're going to see it.
You see it.
So it's going to start building into your crock.
I see.
And, you know, if it's bad enough, you know, we have a customer we maintenance every 3 months because hers is that bad.
Do you see it regionally in around town, or is it,
you know, it's new to our area over probably I'm guessing the last 10 years or so, but East Amherst, I see it a lot around. I haven't seen, and I'm in Williamsville, I haven't seen it in my house, but
do you know why, what, you know, what makes it specific to a certain area, or, you know?
We you know, Frank's is part of Basement Systems, which is, you know, worldwide, so we got a network of waterproofers that we can fall back on for information, and, you know, this started out in the mid states and moved our way.
That's crazy.
Well, we have a super text question from Adam. I have a house built in 1900, concrete basement. The floor is always very damp. I have a hefty dehumidifier, but it would have to run 24/7 to keep the basement somewhat dry. If cardboard is left on the floor for more than a day, the bottom will soak. Is this a product that could be possibly seal that? Is there a product that could possibly seal the floor? Adam from Buffalo. That's a great question.
That is a great question. So the issue you're going to have in that house is in the 1900s when they poured these floors, all they really did is pour concrete over mud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no stone base. There is no drainage whatsoever. The proper fix there is, you know, come in and open it up and put drain tile. And I'll be quite honest, when we do a job in the city of Buffalo with a home that old, we bring in our own dehumidifier. And mine's a dehumidifier with an air purifier. It'll do 90 pints an hour. That floor is always going to have a damp feel to it because, again, it's concrete on mud.
Normally, it's stone. And,
sure. You have a nice 4-inch base or whatever the base is that the builder put. But back then, the floors weren't really designed to be anything but a mud floor, and people threw concrete over it at some point.
You brought up hydrostatic pressure.
Mm-hmm.
In a situation like that, I mean, if you're starting to see cracking in the basement floor, is that – I mean, can pressure build that much underneath a – a floor that doesn't have any kind of...
It can. We've gone to jobs where you literally see heaving, meaning it looks like little volcanoes under the floor that can come up inches into the floor. It just depends on how bad it is. We've had projects where we've had to jack the whole floor out and replace it with, you know, today's method of a floor, new stone and everything like that.
Wow. Yeah. And that's got to be a lot of handwork, too, being in the basement like that, right?
All handwork. Yeah, the guys are beasts.
They love those
ones.
Any
of our guys are listening, they're the best part of the company.
All right. Again, if you guys want to talk to Rick Pilarski from Frank's Basement Systems regarding your drainage issues, anything sump pump related, give us a call at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, or you can super text us at *930. We'll be back right after this break. All right, we're going to travel out to the Clarence branch of the Lakeshore Savings Bank, where we have Gabe Maddalena on the line. Gabe is the branch manager on Transit Road. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, good. How are you? So talk to me about the great deals at Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Well, Nick, we have a great deal running on a home equity line of credit right now. The rate is fixed at 3.25% for the first 12 months. What makes it even better is that Lakeshore pays all the closing costs. And there's never an annual fee. Customers can use the line of credit for home improvement jobs, debt consolidation, education, pretty much anything.
That's awesome, Gabe. That's a really great deal. You're actually meeting with one of my customers on Monday morning, so for a home equity line of credit. So what about what if someone's looking for a new mortgage?
Well, our fixed rates start as low as 3.95% on our mortgages, and they're actually lower than Sunny May loans right now.
Really? Wow.
So it's great. We also offer investment property loans and our very unique future value loan. And the way this loan works, basically customers can borrow funds with the extra anticipated value of the home after the home improvement job is completed. In addition, we also offer commercial loans with very competitive rates and terms.
Well, there you have it. Great rates on home equities, mortgages, and commercial loans. Gabe, what's your phone number over there at the Clarence branch?
688-6114.
One more time for me.
688-6114.
Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first for 127 years.
I'm here with Keith Zacharine from Countryside Stove and Chimney.
It's upgrade time at Countryside Stove. If you have a fireplace that you don't use anymore, then this sale is perfect for you. Upgrade your old, inefficient wood fireplace to the quiet comfort and low operating cost of natural gas. At Countryside Stove, we have the largest selection of gas inserts in Western New York, from basic to the most advanced. Want a fan on your new insert? They're standard on every one we sell. Remote control? No problem. Automatic self-lighting pilot? No problem. Not sure what that is? Then call us and we can explain the difference from our competitors to ours. With the cold weather coming, upgrade to a new gas insert and stop the cold drafts that come through your old fireplace and start enjoying your new airtight gas insert. Our inserts are more than just pretty. They heat and they work when the power is out. Did you know that natural gas is clean, dependable, and efficient? Natural gas is your best energy value. So come down to Countryside Stove on Route 16 in Holland and experience the Countryside difference.
It's Dominic Ortiz here. Summer is in full gear, so now's the time for the folks at Scranton Rebuilders and United Materials to set you up with that personal outdoor living space that you've always wanted. With two convenient locations to serve you, Scranton Rebuilder Supply on Walden Avenue, just east of Transit in Depew, and United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda, not too far from the 290, they're here to help you with that outdoor kitchen, patio bar, fire pit, patio, and even a complete outdoor living room. Now is the time to get that professional advice you need from Scranton Rebuilder Supply and United Materials, who offer creative ideas to effectively and efficiently move that project forward. Both locations are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. till 4:30, and Saturdays from 7 a.m. till noon, with the area's largest outdoor living space on display 24/7. Their team will be there for you at Scranton Rebuilder Supply on Walden Avenue in Depew or United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Stop in to see them today or check them out online at UnitedMaterialsLLC.com. Let them be your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
Fall into amazing savings during the Calvin's Fall Factory Authorized Sale going on now at Calvin's Furniture and Calvin's Leather Gallery. Transit Road, Williamsville. Rake in serious deals on all styles and models. At Calvin's, choose from a huge selection of fabric and leather reclining and stationary furniture. Tables, beds, desks, dressers, dining tables, and more. This Calvin sale even includes FlexSteel's Latitude, South Haven, and Wynwood collections. And it's all made to last with FlexSteel's exclusive lifetime warranted Blue Steel Spring. Prices are falling, so hurry into Calvin's today for cool savings during FlexSteel's Fall Factory Authorized Sale. Going on now at Calvin's Furniture and Calvin's Leather Gallery. Transit and Maple, Williamsville.
With Calvin's Furniture, we'll make your house a home. With Calvin's Furniture, we'll make your house a home.
Hey, Dominic here for HW Brick & Sons. For over 30 years now, they've been the experts in the heating and cooling service industry. HW Brick & Sons is a name you can trust. Since 1985, they have built their success on a simple approach. They treat you like you're part of the Brick family. Now, every home is indeed unique, and HW Brick & Carrier will find the proper solution to your family's comfort needs, whether it's high-efficiency furnaces, air conditioners, boilers. HW Brick & Carrier can handle it. And of course, they are indeed a full service HVAC contractor. You can count on them for quality installations. And of course, they carry Carrier and turn to the experts. HW Brick & Sons is a factory authorized dealer for Carrier HVAC products. Here's the deal. If you call right now and you mention you heard Dominic on Hammer Time, you'll get a 10% discount on a standard installation of any HVA system. But you need to call right now to get that 10% discount. HW Brick & Sons, let their family take care of all of your family's plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Here's their number. Write it down. 297-2901. That's 297-2901. Call them now. Tell them Dominic sent you.
Hammer Time.
Welcome back to Hammer Time. We're here with my brother Phil Cortez and myself, Nick Cortez, and for our father Dominic for the last week. We're here with Rick Pilarski from Frank's Basement Systems. How you doing, Rick?
Great.
All right. If you want to give Rick a call or if you want to talk to us about anything else, you can give us a call at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. Sell calls from Star 930, or you can super text us at 30930. We actually have a super text right now that says, is it okay to use pressure-treated 2x8s for floor joists?
Now, the question we have is, why pressure-treated? Few places you would use pressure treated on your floor. If you're below the minimum of 18 inches from your in a crawl space to the grade, or if you're building a deck. So pressure treated
it's gonna be exposed to the element.
Yeah, it'd be exposed to the element. So pressure treated isn't necessarily stronger, but it's just used in damper applications.
It would be considered overkill, I would guess. If you want to say it that way.
And 2x8, I guess we're gonna need to know the span. 2x8 would work. But it all depends on how long you're looking to run the span of the joist.
The sizing of the lumber is directly dependent on how far the clear span is so between walls.
So if you know that, Jim, and you can let us know, we could give you a better gauge if that would actually work. So anyways, back to Rick here. In the break, we were talking more about structural aspects of the service that you do provide.
Yes.
When you go in the basement, you obviously see it through the matrix. You know, you see the zeros and ones more so than anyone else. What are you looking for to know that you do have a structural problem or you don't have a structural problem with your basement walls?
So, you know, great question. I get jobs every day that I go to, and we look at a job, and it's a crack, and the customer is very concerned that the house is sinking or you know, the walls are caving in. That is not always the case, but it can be the case. Yeah. So you really got to be mindful of what you see in the basement. It's always great to bring someone in to take a look. I tell people if you can rub your hand over that crack and there's a bump, meaning one side's higher than the other, that's a good indication that the wall's starting to move in on you a little bit. We have cases where we'll go to a house and, you know, the customers will have estimates from companies around Western New York that, you know, they need piers because the house is sinking and it's just a simple crack. And sometimes it's the other way where they think it's a simple crack, but it is more of a situation.
And that raised element, that is a good observation. That would basically tell you that the foundation wall is completely cracked.
Absolutely. You know, what I tell all the customers when I go to their house is there's a lot of guys that are going to come out here and they're going to give a lot of different opinions, but if you really want a good one, you know, hire a structural engineer.
Yeah.
Let them look at it.
Now, with regards to the house sinking, I mean, that was a big scare back about 10 years ago, I think.
It's still going on. I mean, I'm fixing them every day.
When they first started to realize that it was a situation, and now, like, when we get a permit, we have to get soil tests done and all that stuff. That happened about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, before that, there was really fixes with these piers you speak of. Has this process gotten simpler and less invasive, or is it still just as much work as
well, I think
it used to be?
Just as much work, but everybody's knowledge is maybe a little bit better. You know, we've been doing it for a long time. We have a backing of a company, Foundation Support Works, that we get a lot of our product from.
Mm-hmm.
Piers isn't always the case that needs to be for your fix.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it depends on getting a very qualified, educated look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
So let's talk about, a lot of times people do not spend a lot of time in their basement, or maybe their basement's finished and they can't see cracks in the foundation. So what is a good indicator for someone who, in their house, maybe like cracking drywall?
Yeah. So you might see some of the things I see cracking drywall. A lot of times you'll see it where the large brick fireplace runs up the side of the house. And you see that thing shifting and pulling away from the house.
Yeah.
And it starts bringing the wall with it. Windows that won't open. Sliding doors. I mean, I see those almost all the time. You know,
little drywall
sliding
cracks,
door
stuff
was
like
opening all year, and all of a sudden, all summer, I can't get it open.
Yeah.
There's your indication.
We did an addition once where we started getting into it, and the customer didn't realize how severely bad their house was. And I felt horrible for them because it was – I mean, they were excited to do this addition, and it ended up being that they had to back out and take care of the house first.
Yeah.
And we did the addition down the line, but, I mean, that's kind of terrible to have to go ahead and
do something
that you're anticipating should have been done right in the first place.
Yeah, it's nothing that you can, have your friends over on a Friday night over dinner and a bottle of wine and say, hey, look what I did to my house.
Yeah, exactly. Basement. We get that luxury with our customers.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
No offense to Ava from last
they
week.
They love you. They don't love
roofs
you.
Roofs are the same way. They always feel like,
look at my roof.
All right, so we have another super text here. Before we read that one, I'll give you out the numbers one more time if you do want to talk to Rick or us about any questions you may have. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. *930 from your cell phone, or you can text us at 30930. So the question here is, I had a new fence put in last spring to replace an old fence. Then experienced severe flooding from my heavy rains that followed. Never a problem before. Do I wait to see if it's a chronic problem or do something now? I had to use a pump to get the water out.
So when he says heavy flooding, I'm assuming he means in his basement, not in his yard.
I would guess.
Or does he mean the yard?
I would guess. I hope. Maybe you can text us again.
I don't know if he means the yard or the basement. If it's the basement, maybe digging those posts. I don't know how close they came to the house. I mean, there are many, many, many capillaries that run along underground everywhere. And once you disturb them, water can change direction. And yeah, all of a
sudden. What do you mean by capillaries?
So under the ground, the water sources that run beneath our houses and even further beneath, if you dig, you see people that say, geez, ever since they dug that new house next door in the new basement, all of a sudden I got water that's now coming across the front lawn. Yeah, because everything's changed underground. That can make a big difference.
See, I would have read that and said, that's just
it's
bad luck.
Always
the yard.
Within
a
half mile radius of your house.
Back to the yard. So that could be the same situation, right? Where you would have the same, you'd block those capillaries and it would come, it'd have no place to go but up, right?
Right. We'd have to find out from this texter if, again, is it the yard or the basement?
He just said it's the yard.
It is the yard. Yeah. Okay. So when you're talking about the yard, basically what they probably did is disrupted all the clay in the yard, and now he's going to have low patches or areas of where the water is going to be sitting.
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing without seeing it. This might simply be an issue where you might have to install some drain tile at this point.
Yeah.
So that's the recommendation there is drain tile. And Rick knows a guy for that. So if you'd like to call in and get Rick's information, feel free.
So back to the structural thing.
Yes.
Drywall cracks are the first, obviously, thing that are going to go. But, you said windows and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into foundation, everything like that.
Yeah.
When you fix it, does the structure go back, or is the structure need, the extra structure meaning the house, does that need repair then as well?
Well, after we're done, of course, any drywall cracking or anything in the upstairs, you'd have to repair. Dependent upon the home or the structure, we peered an office, a small office, dentist's office, and none of the windows opened. And when we were done, every window opened. Now, can I make that guarantee?
Yeah, right.
Absolutely not. But we were able to get enough lift on it and grab it enough that it worked.
Hmm.
So, yeah, sometimes afterwards you may have to, if something's cracked inside. We certainly are not going to be the cause of the cracking or breaking.
Right.
But if it's already
happened prior. I guess that's when you call us. Then.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what I call Rick first, then you call us.
Call Cortez. Right,
well, we have to go to the news now. Again, we're going to talk to Jim when we come back, but the numbers reach at 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930 or Super Texas at 30930. We'll be back after this.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Jacob Fayok. Tonawanda Coke has presented their case as they hope to keep their plant's operations afloat. The federal prosecutor's case mentioned that Tonawanda Coke has failed numerous times to keep their smokestack opacity at 20%. Judge William Scretany was not pleased about this, but the plant has acknowledged that more work needs to be done to completely solve the smokestack problems. They've also noted that the company has been working to address the issues.
But the evidence today showed that opacity is simply not causing harm to the community. But we've worked very hard to address the court's timetable, and we're going to be back here on Monday, and we're going to continue to respect the process going forward.
That's Tonawanda Coke's defense attorney, Ritu Purana Dutta. The case will resume Monday afternoon at 1:30. A climber teacher is charged with child porn possession. Prosecutors say a search warrant was executed at 60-year-old Scott Aiken's home and found him in front of his computer with child porn images on the screen. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Jacob Fayok.
Twin City Glass, for 5 decades now, they've been the experts in the room of your house that everybody sees at one time or another. Yeah, it's your bathroom. Twin City is the name you know and trust. Since 64, they have built their success on one simple mission, making you, their customer, happy. Come check out their huge showroom with full life-size displays, not mock showers on a wall. You can touch the displays, you can stand on them, you can see how the door swings. Look over the many available colors, types of hardware, like Basco, shower doors of elegance. It's the best way to get a real feel for the quality. Now, whether it's installing bath enclosures and shower doors or crafting custom glass and mirror products, Twin City would all make it all hassle-free for you, considering that 90% of their new business comes from referrals. Hey, they must be doing something right. To learn more, give my friends at Twin City a call. 694-3300. Stop by their incredible 3,000-square-foot showroom in Willitzer Park or check them out online at TwinCityGlass.com. Either way you reach out to them, tell them Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
A furnace has been switched off for months. It's that time of year when you're stressing over finding out what'll happen when you turn the heat back on. Will it work or not? Well, let Roy's take away the worry with their $69 trouble-free tune-up. Just call Roy's. Schedule your trouble-free tune-up and ensure you're prepared for Buffalo weather. Get your furnace ready to bring the heat with the $69 trouble-free tune-up from Roy's. Some restrictions apply. Go to justcallroys.com.
With prices so low, you've got to go to CFO. Carpet Factory Outlet is the home of crazy low prices every day on every kind of flooring. Carpet, remnant, vinyl plank, area rugs. If you want rock bottom prices, go direct to the outlet. Carpet Factory Outlet. CFO is the biggest discounter of flooring in New York State. Price and selection you have to see to believe. In stock, ready to go, carpet and flooring at a fraction of the cost. Buffalo's only true Carpet Factory Outlet is Carpet Factory Outlet. You've got to go to CFO.
Hey homeowners, have you noticed that your driveway, patio, or even the concrete around your in-ground pool has started to sink? It looks awful, doesn't it? And honestly, it is a safety hazard too. Hi, it's Dominic Cortez, and I have the most effective way for all of you DIYers out there to fix your concrete slabs without having to do it yourself. A1 Concrete Leveling. Now, A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. There's so many benefits to using A1. There are no chemicals. You don't have to worry about color matching, and you can use your concrete surface the very same day. I didn't even tell you the best part, though. The cost. You'll save 50 to 70% when you choose A1 Concrete Leveling over replacement. I couldn't be happier with the work they did at my house, so give A1 a call at 341-4550. That's 341-4550 for a free estimate or learn more about the process and savings at a1concretebuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
The historic Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery is open for the season. This is Garrett Mayer. Our mill began operation in 1852, and from the moment you walk in, it's like a return to those wonderful old days. Our 100% pure apple cider is pressed right here, and nothing compares to the natural, refreshing burst of flavor. The bakery has amazing homestyle treats, including our famous Grandma Mayer's caramel apple pie and mouth-watering secret recipe donuts that are so good people come from near and far.
Can't you just taste it?
The Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery is a perfect place to pick up hard-to-find gourmet foods and unique gifts. I invite you and your family to enjoy a special day at the Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery at the corner of Seneca Creek and Transit Roads in West Seneca.
Everything is always fresher at the Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery.
It's Dominic Ortiz here. Summer is in full gear, so now's the time for the folks at Scranton Rebuilders and United Materials to set you up with that personal outdoor living space that you've always wanted. With two convenient locations to serve you, Scranton Rebuilders Supply on Walden Avenue, just east of Transit in Depew, and United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda, not too far from the 290, they're here to help you with that outdoor kitchen, patio bar, fire pit, patio, and even a complete outdoor living room. Now is the time to get that professional advice you need from Scranton Rebuilder Supply and United Materials, who offer creative ideas to effectively and efficiently move that project forward. Both locations are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. till 4:30, and Saturdays from 7 a.m. till noon, with the area's largest outdoor living space on display 24/7. Their team will be there for you at Scranton Rebuilder Supply on Walden Avenue in Depew, or United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Stop in to see them today or check them out online at UnitedMaterialsLLC.com. Let them be your one-stop supplier of construction materials. WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez, brought to you by Scranton Rebuilders and United Materials. Let me ask you a question. Should you pay off your mortgage? Even in the current tax climate, homeowners may be better served by refinancing at a lower rate and investing the savings. Who wouldn't want to retire debt-free, especially with the peace of mind of owing nothing on one's own home? The mortgage burning party was such a feature of home ownership 50 years ago that there's even an All in the Family episode from 1975 in which Archie and Edith gather neighbors and friends to proudly celebrate owning their home outright. But it's hard to imagine a similar scenario in a Modern Family episode today, unless it somehow involved the sitcom's father, dad's planning the ancient rite and accidentally torching the lawn. The disappearing custom owes in part to the rising in refinancing at lower interest rates that have made it less expensive to carry more debt for longer periods of time. When rates are relatively lower, as has happened dramatically at various points since the 1980s, mortgage borrowers who lock in a new lower rate also tend to restart the clock of a 15-year or a 30-year mortgage when they pay off the older mortgage. You don't always have to restart the clock, though. Some lenders offer a rate modification or a float down that saves on refinancing fees and merely amends the existing mortgage with a lower rate rather than writing a whole new mortgage. Always find out that if that is an option for you. Now, if the family is already tight for funds and needs the savings to make it through the month, then refinancing is a blessing because it reduces monthly costs even as it extends the life of a loan. Finance people would say you're using your balance sheet to increase your cash flow. In our example, the refinancing puts off an additional 10 years the day when your monthly mortgage payment is zero, but in the meantime, it saves you $300 a month.
Welcome back to Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortez with my brother Phil Cortez and Rick Pilarski from Frank's Basement Systems, here to answer all of your drainage, structural, foundation, what else? Questions.
That'll do it. General overall style.
Overall, yeah. He knows cars. He knows Everything. So,
and any of your home improvement questions as well.
Of course. You can give us a call at 830-930-1-800-616-9236. *930 from your cell phone or text us at 30930. On the line right now, we have Jim, who was the super texter, who was asking about floor joists before. How you doing, Jim?
Oh, good. You know, I kind of gave you a vague explanation.
Okay.
What happens, I bought a house a while back, and it was at one time on, it had a cement block foundation, and they dug a basement and put the house on top of that. And when it happened, the old joists were kind of damp, and they got soft. And now I noticed they crack, so I was thinking first they're treated as a double protection.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't hurt. Let's put it that way. So, you know, any time that wood is exposed to moisture, you know, would be a good pressure treated lumber would be a good fix, because pressure treated lumber is rated for, I believe it's underwater, can be underwater for up to 50 years, right?
I don't know that statistic, but it can come in contact with it can come in contact with moisture. So, I mean, yeah, in that situation, it might be safe to say, but you know, the span on the 2x8 is really what you're going to pay attention to more so than anything else. Do you know how far the span is?
Yeah, it's 12 feet. That's 12 feet.
Yeah, well, you should be fine with a 2x8. What's the spacing on the joist? Is it 12 inch or 16 inch or 2 foot?
It looks like 16.
16, yeah, you should be okay with a 2x8.
I would probably also maybe address prior to that why there's moisture on the floor joist. And that's where Rick comes in.
Yeah, I thought what it looked like to me before when they had it on the cement block foundation, they had probably used a floor furnace and it wasn't venting or anything, and like it created moisture down there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would repair that, whatever is causing that first, and then you probably won't even have to use a pressure-treated joist. But if you wanted to, again, like I mentioned before, it would more or less just be overkill. So there's nothing wrong with doing it. But, you know, I would, like I said, address the main issue first, which is why there's moisture down there.
Right.
All right, but moving forward, though, 2x8 going 12-foot should be fine.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, well, Jim hangs up. That opens up a line for you. Again, the number to reach us, 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBN, cell calls at *930 or Super Texas at 30930. Why don't we go out to Tonawanda and talk to Chris. Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
How are you doing, Chris?
Morning. Great. Thank you, guys.
What can we do for you?
I live in Tonawanda, and I have a split-level ranch where part of the front foundation is nearly at grade. Now, the one corner of my house has a planter and also grass where the gas meter is also coming in. When it really, really rains heavily, the water pools up and comes in my basement, not through the wall, because I've had Franks out there and they did an incredible job sealing that particular problem. This comes over the sill plate. So my question is, what type of drainage can I create next to the wall that would seal it above the foundation wall, which is poured concrete, over the sill plate onto the ply by even removing siding? And then second part is, what type of grade enhancement, such as rock, soil, fill, would be able to be put there to help carry the water away from the risk?
So great question. That particular application, we see it a lot in a house like yours, also in aspect of a garage. So we come out and do what's called J channeling, and you kind of hit the nail on the head. You take a few of the strips of siding off, and we actually form a product against your house, fill it with some stone and a perforated pipe to capture that water, and then we would take it in Tonawanda, depending upon if you have a bubbler. If you don't, you're going to probably need one. We're going to have to take it to a downspout or somewhere where we can get that water to evacuate away from the house and back into the storm sewer at the road. So I've done quite a few of those, and if you've had us out before, we can certainly take care of this one as well.
Right. Okay. As far as a do-it-yourself question, what type, because there's already drain tile or drain product that has been added there,
mm-hmm,
in the previous owner, which is a family member. And I'm curious as to what type of I understand the tie-in and taking away the water, but what type of additional topping, soil or drainage rock, you know, decorative rock can be used in a planter area to slope it away? Can I actually bring the rock up onto a higher than the fill plate?
Well, no, you'd want the complete opposite. You know, the worst thing you can do today is, and I see it all the time, everybody wants big, beautiful landscape fronts and, you know, rolling hills off their house. It's the absolute worst thing you can do. You need to have your landscaping graded well below that sill plate. The higher you bring it, the worse your problem is going to be.
And it'll end up rotting out your sill plate.
Mulch and mud and everything, it just keeps that moisture
in
there. It's like a sponge. I had a friend who did the same exact thing, built the beds up too high, and they rotted their whole, not just their sill plate, their rim joist out. So you got to be really careful of that.
Yeah, because I definitely want to make sure, because I can dig it out and do it myself, and I can tie into the sewer or the downspout. Everything's tied in currently, some spouts, and so I just wanted to make sure that I was not going to make the decision to go higher on the grade versus lower. So I actually got the answer I was looking for. So if it's above my head after I get started, I'll definitely, you'll be the first one that I call.
Chris, just one more note. You know, you're in Tonawanda. I'm sure you heard, I'm Rick Pilarski. I work for Frank's. Give us a call. We come out for free. I mean, we're not going to charge you to come out and give you advice. We will come out and give you the proper advice, and if it's something you can tackle yourself, you know, so be it.
Right. Thanks again.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Thanks, Chris.
Have a great weekend.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. If you'd like to talk to Rick or us for a little bit, we have about 15 minutes left. You can give us a call, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. *930 from your cell phone or super text at 30930. We'll be back right after this.
By now, you know all about the beauty and durability of a Gorilla floor for your garage. Now trust the same people at Gorilla Garage Gear to install their premium quality Gorilla Garage Door. Now, what sets Gorilla Garage Gear apart from many garage door companies in Western New York? It's their zero upsell policy. When you ask most dealers for a price on a door, they'll sell you a door with new tracks, new hinges, new rollers, new brackets, on and on. Well, guess what? Maybe you don't need all that. Gorilla Garage Gear will give you an honest price and an honest and free assessment. They won't force you to buy parts you don't need, and that'll save you money. Here's Joe Afalo's phone number at Gorilla Garage Gear, 715-6927. Call Joe now and say goodbye to that beat-up old garage door. Tell him you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, and you'll save an additional 10% off any purchase of a garage door or garage door opener. That's right, 10% off. Pays to listen to Hammer Time. Here's Joe's number again, 715-6927. Or visit them online, GorillaGarageGear.com. And remember, go, go, Gorilla!
Portions of programming brought to you by the Buffalo Dental Group. Before you get extensive dental work, get a second opinion from the Buffalo Dental Group. Look good, feel great.
Hi, this is Sandy Beach. You know, the first day of fall is right around the corner, and the leaves have been starting to fall. That means it won't be long before your gutters will be overflowing with leaves and other debris pretty soon as well. Clogged gutters can cause all kinds of issues, including water damage to your home. If you're dealing with clogged gutters year after year, skip getting up on the ladder. Forget risking a fall. Fix the problem forever and call the pros at Leaf Guard or Lake Erie. Leaf Guard is the number one choice in Western New York for protecting your gutters. Call 695-1010 to schedule your free in-home estimate. Plus, right now, LeafGuard's offering $250 off LeafGuard systems, new estimates only, and can't be combined with other offers. LeafGuard will take care of any gutter-related problem in your home or business. There's no gutter project they can't handle. LeafGuard keeps your gutters running flawlessly and 100% guaranteed not to clog. Call 695-1010 or LeafGuardofLakeErie.com to learn more. Keep your gutters clean with your feet on the ground. Call LeafGuard.
Selling your home is more than putting a sign in your yard or an ad online. The Sherman Collins team's proven renovation model will help your home sell faster and for more money. That's right, more money. With the Sherman Collins team, you get real estate agents, designers, stagers, a licensed home inspector, and a contractor that updates your home for just the cost of materials. Listing your home is a seller's dream with renovations by the Sherman Collins team, part of Vantine Real Estate. Call 361-942.
I hold the door because you can't beat the feeling of a good deed done, which is why we're holding prices on furnaces and AC units. Metal's going up, so we stocked up at current prices. Save $500 to $1,500 on our most popular models if you install in September. First come, first serve, so get on our schedule today.
Comfort is always on.
The Market in the Square.
Howard Simon here for the Market in the Square. You know, they're having a customer appreciation anniversary sale. Yep, they're celebrating 19 years in West Seneca and year one in North Tonawanda. Now, what I love about the Market in the Square is that they're locally owned. They're proud to be in both communities. There's a real hometown feel whenever I shop there. This is the final day of their sale. Customers are really enjoying the savings. You can get fresh and tender T-bone or porterhouse steaks, only $5.49 a pound. Store-made spiral Italian sausage, just $2.49 a pound, whole boneless beef tenderloins for filet mignon, $7.99 a pound, cut free. Grade A boneless skinless chicken breast, just $1.69 a pound. There are plenty of other savings you can take advantage of. So many great items. You'll love the fresh produce department, the bakery where they make everything from scratch every day. They're honoring all of their loyal customers. Head out to the Market in the Square in North Tonawanda or the Southgate Plaza in West Seneca for the final day of their customer appreciation sale.
The Market in the Square.
Hammer Time.
Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio. Again, this is Phil Cortese in studio with my brother Nick, and we're joined with Rick Pilarski, basement specialist extraordinaire. Number to reach us, 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930, or you can super text us at 30930. Before we left for the break, we had a couple good questions, but a little bit earlier, we were talking about structural situations in the basement. And, you know, the big question that I've been thinking about, you know, seeing a couple situations in my tenure with the company. Is there ever an application where you go into someone's house and you're like, this is not worth the value of the house to fix? Like, I mean, especially like we said, 10 years ago when Amherst was sinking, like the houses were sinking. I mean, what do people do in those situations?
Sure. So, you know, I don't want to ever say that it isn't worth the fix, because obviously I think everybody knows in today's market of reality that houses are worth more than they probably were 5 to 10 years ago. But certainly we'll go into houses that, you know, there's several ways to repair a foundation wall. As minimally as invasive as a carbon fiber band, which is, you know, as thin as a towel adhered to your wall to support it, onto I-beams. And the way you sound like you're talking to me, possibly replacing the walls.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just what needs to be done. You'll see the, I don't know, what we'll call them, ghost houses? Is that what they call them nowadays?
Zombie houses.
Zombie houses,
yeah.
Where, you know, nobody's decided to step up and do that repair yet.
Yeah.
The repair is costly and it can get quite expensive. And, you know, you say to yourself, wow, I think the house is only worth 70 and you're telling me I got to spend 30 in the basement.
Yeah.
You know, my answer is, well, you're not going to get 70 if you can't sell it, period.
On that same topic of selling the house, so I know that you, as well as your company, as well as some other companies, I don't know if everyone knows, I'm in real estate, and a lot of times it's kind of like the redheaded stepchild when someone has a foundation issue and they go to try to sell their house. You know, as soon as someone, even if there's a warranty on there, somebody's like, I'm not buying this house, it had a foundation issue. So
sure.
So like, what do you?
I'll recommend and we've talked, me and you, Nick, as well as many realtors. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm all about. Frank's puts a great warranty out there for a reason, and if we're putting I-beams or whatever we're doing to your house, you know, don't feel afraid to make copies of it and hang it from it. I can't tell you that every person that walks in the door is going to say, oh, I-beams, I don't care about them. Some people just don't understand them, right. So they get scared and they run.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, people hear foundation issues, sure. And it's like, no way.
Yeah. You know? I always say, you get two houses, one has I-beams, one doesn't. They're the same price. You love them both the same. Are 90% of the people going to go to the one without the I-beams? Yeah, probably, but it scare you from the home.
Right. When you say I-beams, what are you talking about?
We're talking about 6-inch steel primed I-beams that need to be put onto the walls for support.
Okay.
You know, we're not the only company, obviously, in Buffalo out there doing it. There's other companies that do it as well. And when they're put onto the wall and you walk into a basement unknowledgeable to what it even is, it can be, you know, a little overwhelming. You're like, what is that all over the wall?
So it's on, you're saying it...
It's supported right to the wall. So if you could picture your I-beam that would span across the floor.
It's like braces for your foundation.
Yeah, press it up onto the wall. Braces for your foundation.
you can use that one. I'll let you have it.
Well, we have a product that's called Power Brace, where it can be brought in to move the wall back. And so, yeah, it can be overwhelming. Like anything, the earlier you can catch something, the better it's always going to be for you.
Yeah.
I run into customers that... say, you know, it just started. I want to get ahead of it, and it's great. And then I run into customers that say, I've waited 15 years, and now I decided to call you.
And at that point, the walls are shot, right?
And I said, you should have called me 12.
Right. So that was actually my next question. So how do you, at what point, so you notice you got a small crack in your foundation. Do you watch it? Do you see if it's going to progress? Do you see if there's, you start having drywall cracks and that type of thing? Or do you address it right away?
Absolutely. Sometimes, you know, again, it's going to be dependent upon the house, but I often tell people this is something that we can just monitor for now. Usually if I look at it and then I get an engineer in there with me, between the two of us, we can figure out, is it something we should jump on now, or is it something that you can just wait on? And sometimes that is the case. Sometimes in Grand Island, we had the issue a few years ago when we had that massive drought. I'd walk out the houses and I could put a broomstick between the foundation and the lawn outside. Mm-hmm. And it was just simply water your lawn around the foundation a little more.
So
don't soak it, you know, with gallons of water, but let that soil expand back to the wall because it's going to allow it to shift and move or crack.
And so on one of the breaks, we were talking about this, and you were saying that structural issues, which I found surprising, structural issues are more common now than after a freeze and thaw of the winter and spring. It's more common now because of the expansion and contraction of the soil against your foundation.
Lots of clay in Western New York. And when it starts to contract, you know, you put a big moist piece of clay in your driveway and then set it there for 490-degree days, and next thing you know, it's the size of a pea.
Right.
Same thing, the soil's around you. You'll walk in your yard, you'll see huge cracks in some people's yards. That's the clay all starting to contract away from the house, and now it's given that wall room to shift, move.
So, that, like you said, you come in with the engineer and you assess the situation and say, well, you can wait 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're dealing with Mother Nature, more or less.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be...
We certainly wouldn't say we can wait 10 years.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
We would say definitely it's something to monitor or if it's something to jump on right away, because, you know, the earlier fix is always the better fix, because it's going to be something that's going to be mildly invasive versus aggressive, meaning, you know, the steps are carbon fiber band, steel I-beam, wall replacement.
I gotcha.
So and then, of course, piers for your sinking houses.
Yeah. All of it seems very overwhelming, but make it seem simple as well.
It can be overwhelming. You know, I like to tell customers when we're out to their house that it is going to be overwhelming. It's going to be jackhammering. You're going to hear noise. You're going to have debris and dust. And if we're outside, you're going to have little mounds of soil. So we try to prep people to let them know, you know, this is it's an extensive project. It's not something small.
Now, your first course, so you say you have an initial crack, and your first course is to use
like a epoxy injection or another product we use called Zypex, so
and
a
then,
simple crack repair.
And then that doesn't work, you move to the, what did you say?
Then we'd move possibly to carbon fiber bands. If it need be, or if it's moved enough, you know, then you'd get to a steel I-beam.
So those are things that might be progressions. You might start from one and end up at the...
Sure, because a lot of times I'll go out to a house where they're like, you know, we had this crack fixed 10 years ago and it opened up again. Well, that's telling you something. That crack is not just a crack that's leaking water. Your foundation is moving.
Yeah.
That's why it reopened. So then you got to address it properly.
And so in I know that, you know, you guys do drainage as well. Do you see foundations moving as a result of drainage?
Yes, you can. Especially the, you know, we're based out of Tonawanda. We're, you know, I like to say we're the Tonawanda Kenmore boys. And no drainage in the wall, and the walls are filling up with water, and people are like, the water's coming through the wall 3 feet high because the whole wall is full of water. And then that becomes the winter issue of expansion.
Right.
When you talk about, well, the winter will be really bad.
That could be a mess, right?
Sure, sure.
So why don't you explain real fast what happens in that event?
So in that event, we would want to come in, again, open up the floor all the way around the perimeter, and weep that wall out, drilling holes into the block wall beneath the floor, not above the floor, beneath it, install our drain tile, reconcrete, put our sump pump in. Now those walls will never fill with water because now we have the weepers in it built to drain.
And so to explain what happens if you don't do anything with it and you do have that expansion contraction, you have that wall filling up with water, that water freezes, it blows apart your block wall.
Usually you'll see that middle break, right, between grade and the floor, a perfect middle break popping in.
Yeah. All right, well, we're running out of time here, so we want to say thank you to Rick from Frank's.
This is our last week. Dom will be back next week. Yeah. We've enjoyed our time on the radio.
You guys are done with us, so you don't have to worry about hearing our voices anymore until the next
sabbatical
of Dom. So we
have enjoyed our time here, so thank you for having us.
Thank you, and thank you, Rick, for joining us. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
Buffalo, WKSE HD3, Niagara Falls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.